Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to B&W Industries Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Balasubramanian Iyengar from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Iyengar.
Thank you, Mr. Renju. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of B&W Industries. Today, from the management side, we have Mr. Harsh Bansal, the Managing Director, Mr. Vikram Kabor, the CFO and Company Secretary, Mr. R.K. Singh, VP Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Investor Relations, Uttam Advisors. Without further ado, I will hand over the call to Mr. Sanjeev. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bala. Good afternoon to all the participants. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Harsh Bansal for the opening remarks, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the earnings presentation. I request each one of you to kindly go through the presentation either now or before the Q&A starts so that you are well aware of the same. Over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to the company's Q3 FY25 earnings call. Today, I will walk you through the key businesses, operational, and financial performances for the last quarter. For those who are new to our company, a brief overview of our operations. The company focuses on adding value to semi-finished steel products, which enables us to maintain stable margins while shielding our businesses from the inherent volatility of steel cycles. Through this, we ensure consistent margins, reliable cash flows, and greater resilience to fluctuations in market demand, pricing, and other external risks. We take pride in our strong track record reflected in customer relationships that span over 30 years. Our unique value proposition lies in offering a comprehensive suite of services that cover the entire value chain, supported by a strategic geographic proximity to customers. Furthermore, our dedicated long-haul fleet enhances our ability to deliver seamless end-to-end solutions, giving us a significant competitive edge. As we move on to discussing the detailed financials, I would like to reflect on the past quarter. We are pleased to announce that our tubes manufacturing contract has been extended until the first half of 2027, with an expected revenue of 365 crores over the contract period. The renewal aligns with our strategic growth plans. As has been highlighted in our previous discussions, the company remains steadfast in executing its growth initiatives. In the pipes and tubes segment, we have successfully installed and commissioned additional capacity, bringing our total capacity to 534 metric tons as of Q2 FY25. Looking ahead, we plan to further expand this capacity to 700,000 metric tons with a planned investment of about 25 crore rupees, which will be entirely funded through internal accruals. It is important to note that this is an update from our previous plan of 1 million metric tons. We have made a deliberate decision to stagger the capacity addition, given the longer-than-expected ramp-up time. This approach allows us to allocate your capital more judiciously. Additionally, the agreement for the conversion of GPGC sheets through the CRM complex has been extended until February 2025. Negotiations for a long-term contract are in the final stages, and we are confident of finalizing the agreement. The company plans to establish new facilities focusing on three sectors: infrastructure, solar, and defense. These facilities will be designed to operate with a very efficient capital expenditure while enabling high volume and value-added production. More on this in subsequent calls. Before we begin the Q&A session, let me share a concise summary of our financial performance for the quarter. During this quarter, our company earned an operating revenue of 147 crores, reflecting a modest 2.5% increase. For the 9-month FY25, operating income stood at 471 crore, a similar 2.3% rise over the same period last year. Operating EBITDA stood at 36 crores, with an operating margin of 24.5%. On a 9-month basis, operating EBITDA was 114 crores with a margin of 24.1%. We reported a quarterly profit after tax of 17 crores. The quarterly PAT margin stood at 11.6%, while the 9-month PAT stood at 57 crores and PAT margin stood at 12%. ROE and ROCE for the December 24 period stood at 11.1% and 13.4% respectively, as compared to 10.1% and 12.5% in March 24. Net debt stood at 151 crores in December 24 as compared to 99 crores in March 24. This was largely due to the capex incurred for our ongoing expansion. Additionally, our cash conversion cycle stood at 68 days in December 24 as against 96 days in March 2024. With that, I will open the floor for Q&A and hand over the call to Mr. Bala. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Bhavish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good results from your side. My first question is with respect to your interim dividend. There is no declaration of interim dividend this quarter or the previous quarter. Is there any reason for not declaration?
No specific reason, yeah. I'm sure, depending on we had shared the final dividend policy in the past, and we will stick to it. It was 15 to 20% of our net profit. So I think in line with the same.
Maybe it will be just the final dividend.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay, understood. And sir, Tata Steel, that renewal contract, in the last quarter you had said that it's almost finalized and you're going to sign the contract. But it's been like another one quarter and it's still not signed. So any major reason for it?
No, other than, sometimes new question scheme coming up for clarification and all. Other than that, nothing major.
So, can we expect this contract to be signed in the final quarter or it will get extended up to first quarter of the next year?
In the interest of complete clarity, I expected it to be signed in the previous quarter. So, as far as we are concerned, we are as close to completion as we would like, but we really don't control any clarificatory questions that may come from other parties.
Okay. Sir, and my next question is with respect to the Tata Steel starting to manufacture hydrogen gaseous pipes. So are you aware about it?
I don't think I'm qualified to comment on that yet because it's not a part of my scheme of things.
So you won't be a part of this, right? They don't give such contracts to you.
I have absolutely, just to be fair, I don't know the subject enough to comment on it.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my last question is with respect to the capacity expansion. So when do you think the full capacity expansion would kick in and we can see a major growth in the revenue?
So based on our business model, we make the capacities available to the customer on their indications of demand, etc. Now, after that, we constantly keep working to make sure that all the loopholes from our side are complete to expedite the ramp-up. I think there are various market conditions at play right now which are slowing down the ramp-up from what we would have earlier anticipated. I'm not sure what more I can say in terms of timing, but reflect what exactly where we are.
You'll continue to earn the same margins going forward, or it will go on a higher side since you are manufacturing more of pipes and tubes right now and you're going into higher margin products?
I think the margins and cash flows will remain on the indicated guidance that we've given in the past. We don't expect to vary from that greatly.
Yeah, we have indicated some expansion in the EBITDA margin going forward a little bit, probably as per the guidance. We will be able to stick to the guidance as far as the margins are concerned.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rohan Paranwal with Singhania Parivar Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is, given the fluctuations in steel prices, how is BMW Industries managing raw material costs and pricing strategy to maintain margins?
I'm sorry, you were not very clear. Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay. So my question was, given the fluctuation in steel prices, how is your company managing raw material cost and pricing strategy, sir?
Great question, but our business model doesn't envisage the purchasing of such raw materials, and therefore we are isolated from the cyclicity and the fluctuations of the raw material. The industry we are in, the raw material is supplied as a free cost supply from our customer, which we do value addition to and supply back to them. This is more a lookout from my customer than from me.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll join in again with you if there's another question for me.
Sure, of course.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, wanted to understand on the guidance part of it. From what I remember from the last call, we were still confident of achieving the 18% growth, 15% or 18% growth for the full year. But the numbers now in this quarter has been a bit lower than what it was expected. So are we still sticking to the guidance of achieving that 15%-18% growth?
No, I don't think we'll be meeting that. And an update guidance will be shared in the March quarter call. But as things stand now, I do not think that we will be meeting the 18% top-line growth target.
Okay. And my second question is, any reason for lower utilization on the CRM complex side in this quarter?
Well, I think it's just a market-related issue here.
Okay.
There is no specific reason.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi with Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as we are a converter or.
We are a little louder. We are not able to get you.
Not able to hear you, sir.
Sir, is my audio better right now?
Not really.
Not really.
Hello?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Yeah, better.
Sir, so I wanted to understand, as we are a, as we process the semi-finished steel or we are a converter of the steel, sir, what kind of cost reduction in this processing can we expect over the next 2 to 3 years? Because our ROC and ROE, can it move from this 13%-14% range to 15-16% range over the next 2 to 3 years?
So, So this is Sanjeev here. So let me say that we have already guided earlier that definitely as our volume increases, as our top line increases, our margins will expand and so will the return ratios improve. We are working on the guidance and either along with the March 25 results or earlier, we will come out with the specific guidance, which this time we will move now to 27. And we are working on that. But definitely with the current expansion, ongoing expansion, the return ratios are going to improve from where they are today.
Okay. So what I understood was we create a capacity for maybe Tata Steel and we give it to them and they expect us to either utilize it fully or they can expect us to use only 15-30%, but we'll get the certain amount. So in a...
15-20%. Never 15-20%.
Just an example. So in a situation where they are not utilizing whatever we have created for them, do we earn lesser margins than what we would have earned in a scenario where they are increasing every, they are utilizing the whole capacity, or it's like a take or pay kind of a contract that we have?
No, I'll just clarify this, that we do not have a take or pay arrangement in these contracts. And naturally, because of that, higher utilizations lead to higher margins and better cash flows. But as with any manufacturing facility, I would assume that, you know, there is a lag between setting up a facility and fully ramping up production and sales, because there are a bunch of things that need to come together. What we are experiencing right now is just a slower than expected ramp up of capacity utilization. There are no structural issues per se, more on the market side.
Okay, got it. So just a final few questions on these tube investments. We have highlighted that the new capacities will cater to infra, solar and defense segment. And we are quite a lot increasing that capacity to 700,000 tons. So will this come at an incrementally better margin than what we are doing currently?
So there are actually two separate parts of your question. One is the increased capacity of tubes. The other is the new businesses with respect to solar infra and defense. I think you have assumed that is for pipes and tubes. They are not essentially for the conversion or that similar kind of business. But needless to say, that business is expected to have better margins than the existing business.
Okay, and so and on the pipe segment, this capacity, so I'm not trying to understand, we are having a 710,000 capacity and we are guiding a production of 300,000. So what is this incremental, the 400,000 tons that is not being utilized? Is this capacity being further used for some additional value addition or something else?
No, I didn't understand your question. Please, can you just repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. So, sir, this capacity as we have increased to 534,000 metric tons and a production of 175,000 metric tons. So there is a point of a few, there's a quite a lot delta between the capacity as well as the actual production. So is this delta being used for further value addition to some different product, or why is this low, or if not, then why is this low?
So, number one, if it was, I just want to clarify that this is the total production. Even if this was being used for other value addition, it would have been reflected over here or in one of the other matrices of the production. Secondly, is if you look at that same chart which you are referring to, over FY 23, 24 and 25, we've consistently increased from 73 to 115,000 to 175,000. Increase was expected to be a little sharper in 25, and as I mentioned, this has been slower. Because of that, we have tempered our guidance, or rather we have, you know, our expectation even for FY26, which was, if you look at the earlier presentations, it was much higher. We have tempered it down to 300,000, keeping in mind the slower pace of ramp up. The expansion also, like I mentioned earlier, was earlier supposed to be about 1 million tons by FY26, which we have scaled back to 700,000 tons, keeping in mind the slower than expected sales ramp up. So this helps us to conserve a little bit of your capital, you know, beyond what was earlier estimated, and use it a little more judiciously. But I think coming back to your question once again, this is the production. There is no further value addition in the product, in the capacity which is not being utilized, you know, elsewhere. We are working with the customer to escalate this capacity utilization to a more sustainable level.
Okay, got it. So just a final question from my side. Sir, considering our whole capacity, sir, what would be the optimum revenue that revenue potential at maximum utilization?
So, I think we'll be coming out with a guidance closer to the March quarter call. But in terms of capacity utilization, I think 60 to 70% is a fair sustainable capacity utilization number.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes to the line of Ronak Koswal with Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, there are few questions from my side. First, could you provide an update on company sustainability initiative, particularly with respect to reducing carbon emissions or improving energy efficiency in our production facilities?
So, you know, our the rooftop solar for the Calcutta unit is already up and running. That's commissioned. I think this was updated in the last call as well. The project for the Jamshedpur one is underway, and we will be updating on that in the, you know, incrementally as we go forward. In terms of energy efficiency and all, you know, that's an ongoing project. As we increase production, as we go, you know, with newer technologies, what's available in the market. That's something we continue to do here, and that gets reflected in our, you know, various reports that we will be releasing along with our the balance sheet and the annual report in after March 25.
Yeah, so the focus remains on energy conversion, conservation, and that's the endeavor.
Okay, sir, got it. The next question is, are there any new technology upgrades or innovation being implemented at our manufacturing facilities that could enhance product quality or improve production efficiency?
Not anything beyond the ordinary, and not something worth talking over here about. And, you know, some of these are all continuous processes that keep happening, because it's, you know, some of the technologies are actually hardware that needs to be installed, but a lot of them is also to do with continuous manpower training and, you know, debottlenecking of the systems. So that's something which is ongoing.
Next question is, the expansion in pipe and tube and agreement for GP, GC strips and TMT rebar indicate strong revenue visibility. Are there any new business line or acquisition under consideration to accelerate growth?
I mean, we'll need to come back on that because, as has been indicated about the solar defense and infra business, more details on that will follow in the subsequent calls, as and when, you know, we are ready to talk about it.
Okay, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rohan Paranwal with Singhania Parivar Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you share your revenue breakdown and margins on your products?
So the revenue breakdown has been shared in the presentation
Slide number 9.
In slide number 9, and you know, the margin breakup we don't share as a policy here.
It's because of customer sensitivity.
And sir, if I've missed it out, can you share some information regarding the contract extension for H1 27, which was expected to generate like the revenue? And can you share more details on the margin profile of that contract?
You want the margin profile of that contract?
Yeah, like what kind of margin you would be able
to... we don't, as I just mentioned, yeah, you know, sectorally we don't share margin guidelines because this is sensitive information here.
Officer, okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Madhur Rati with Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand what would be the cost savings from this Jamshedpur solar projects coming online?
So, you know, again, the cost saving is not material. It's more from a green angle. But as you know, as we, you know, as we proceed, any thermal and fossil fuel source will continue to increase in pricing. And as you go along, the solar and renewable sources will continue to get cheaper. So it's less of a short-term benefit, more of a long-term benefit. It's more of a, you know, a carbon neutralization, a green play, but not material cost saving that one can talk about.
In terms of
cost saving, it's not an immediate thing yet, but over a period of time, of course, the savings accrue.
Got it. And so generally, so whatever internal efficiency or internal cost savings that we do, sir, generally, how much do we need to pass on to our end customers, or we can keep entire cost savings to ourselves?
No, I mean, why would we pass it on to the customer? The customer relationship is based on the contract, and any further efficiencies and ongoing improvements that we do, they are a part of my or the company's savings.
Okay, got it. Sir, thank you so much, and I'll come in Q4 to understand how we are planning our business going forward. So thank you, Mr. Nolan.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Dev Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So, if you can just throw some light with respect to your D2C brand, Bansal Super TMT. Where are we on that project right now?
So, you know, this is this was a part of the strategic initiative to actually build a market-facing scenario. As we've been mentioning, this is not somewhere where we are putting a lot of focus in terms of a cash burn, but we slowly and steadily continue to create a dealer, distributor, sales-based network. Which will also come in handy for us in case we decide to venture into some of these other businesses in the future. But from a point of view of current status, you know, it remains the same as earlier. We continue to sell material, devise new methodologies on the sales side, create new dealers, distributors and supply chain and keep testing that. However, all this is done with a very, very careful focus on positive cash flow. So it's more to do with learning and slow and steady growth as opposed to, you know, something of a big bang cash burn initiative.
Got it, sir. Thank you. So this Bansal Super TMT product, the major penetration is in the eastern states only, right, as of now?
Yes, yes. Primarily in Bengal.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We have no questions at this point of time.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone, and the management for being part of the call. And for me, sharing, the insights on the performance. And I will just like to hand it over back to first one, sir, for any closing remarks.
Thank you, Bala. As always, a pleasure to be hosted by you and talk about the results. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.